Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Motivating Monday. What's up, friends, listeners, supporters? March 21st is closing in on us. Unbelievable. 2011, March 21st was the first time I broadcast here at blogtalkradio.com. And been loving it, and I thank you for your support. New and long-time listeners, and I thank those who have guest co-hosts with me from the very first day also, like my buds, Mike, that dude, Smith, Reg, Roughneck, Ruffin, guys that are originally from Mississippi, but both live in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and my cousin Linda, who is also in Big D, Arthur, Jet Setter, she is. Big shout out to her and many other friends and those who have been on the show and plan to return. I know Okie Ricky's returning soon and Dread Days, and would love to see what's been going on with Sheila Ramsey. And I know she authored a book probably about a year ago, a relationship book, if I'm not mistaken. So we need to catch up and see what's been going on with she and Janice Lewis. Remember when they were raising funds, opera singers, and traveled to Los Angeles? That was fantastic, right? So it's just been fabulous. It's been fabulous since March 21st, 2011. You know, I plan to talk more about UFOs. One of my first shows was me sharing with you my experience as a little girl, my mother and my sister and I, seeing a UFO. We remember it like it happened last night, no joke. This past weekend, my mother and I were talking about if we believed in Bigfoot. You know, the unknown, Loch Ness monsters. You know, honestly, I do. I believe there are families of Bigfoot-type creatures out there. My mother and I believe it, and obviously we're not alone. Isn't there like a show about people looking for Bigfoot? And I remember, I mentioned to my mother that when I was a little girl, I used to hear a lot of talk about the Bermuda Triangle. You know, you hear much talk about the Bermuda Triangle. Now, I don't, not in the media, in the mainstream media, or rather. But I know when I'm 45, and I know in the 70s and 80s, even in the early 90s, just to always hear a lot of talk about the Bermuda Triangle, you know. And those have always been stories and situations that have always interested me, Area 51. So those of you that are really interested in stuff like that and paranormal, mysterious things. There are a lot of shows here at blogtalkradio.com that focus on the paranormal. I love tuning into those shows also. You always learn something interesting. But it's Motivating Monday, and it's been a sad 2 weeks here in Jackson. You know, we lost our mayor, and he happened to be a friend of mine. And you know, I know I did not go to the memorial celebration life situations. I am still sad and I'm heartbroken, in shock of the loss of our mayor, and you all know that I highly supported him and voted for him. But we have to talk about the city of Jackson's search for a new mayor. Right now, the Honorable Charles Tillman, whom I also know, and, you know, former schoolmate with his daughter, but who is a fantastic, fabulous a gentleman, been a contributor to the city of Jackson for many, 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 many decades before I was even thought of being born. He is our interim mayor. The representative, the council person of my ward, Ward 2, Melvin Priester Jr., he is the president of city council now because that was the position that Honorable Charles Tillman was appointed up until the unexpected loss of our beloved mayor, Chokwe Lumumba. But we're in search for a new leader, a new mayor, and we definitely need your prayers and your support and consultations and advice and all of that. Of course, many of those who ran in the last election, many of us are expecting to run. The last election was mainly was Democrats. I don't think an independent ran. I have to double check. I know a few independents ran in the for city council positions of different wards, but the mayoral election was Democrats and Republicans did support mayoral candidates. Many people thought that Jonathan Lee had quite a big following of Republicans and independents, but then also Chokwe did. You know, I'm a Republican, and many of my Republican friends also supported Chokwe Lumumba, and so he got 86% of the vote. So obviously, a lot of people saw that his platform was the best platform, and many of the candidates had fantastic platforms and ran wonderful campaigns last year. And so, with that said, the deadlines to qualify those that are interested in becoming mayoral candidates, of course, have to qualify. You have to have a petition signed of at least 50 signatures, and that deadline is on March the 19th. March the 8th was the deadline for those that weren't registered to vote but want to vote. That was the deadline to register to vote for this election. But the qualifying deadline and packets have been available at our city clerk office at City Hall since March the 5th. But those that are interested in running for the mayor of City of Jackson must qualify by March the 19th. And I would spend a lot of time on our JacksonMississippi.gov website. And visit Jackson.com. You know, I'm always telling you guys, if you haven't been to Jackson in a while, if you're from Jackson or you want to, you know, plan a trip to Mississippi, definitely come to the capital city of Mississippi. But visit Jackson.com. You can download visitor guides and restaurant guides and, you know, different meeting planning. If you want to bring a meeting here, you can download all that information, or you can request the newest guides also. So I'm expecting a couple guides to come on also. So, you know, I'm always promoting other cities also. So I'll definitely be talking about the city of Jackson too. You know, when we first started broadcasting, we were talking about staycations and vacations. And this is a nice tourism historic city to visit, and if you're a history buff and like family fun, it is a family fun city. I'm behind on doing a lot. I hadn't visited the zoo in ages, and always talking about visiting the zoo. But we have wonderful museums here, and we love St. Patrick's Day like it's nobody's business. We're excited about St. Patrick's Day, like many of you worldwide are. So our big St. Patrick's Day parade and Children's Festival and Dog Parade is this Saturday. But, you know, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day practically the whole month. Also, my great-niece will be turning one on next week also. So her birthday is St. Patrick's Day weekend. She was born on the 16th last year. We celebrate on St. Patrick's Day weekend, then we turn around, and then there's the Zippity Doodah weekend in our Fondren area. Those of you that are fans of the Help in that area where most of that film was made, I had a blast last year. That was my first event volunteering when I became I'm a long-time supportive carer, but when my first volunteer duty assignment with Carol No Kill Shelter was doing the Sally Mookies, shout out to Jeff Good, doing the Sally Mookies festival, celebrating as we celebrated St. Patrick's Day. And that was a hoot. You visit my YouTube channel and Facebook pages and Twitter pages, you see all kind of pictures. And if you go to my YouTube channel, one of my YouTube channels at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, you see like video from the 5K walk race, which was such a fun watching people and videoing and taking pictures of people who participated. But I'm not only talking about the somebody has already thrown a hat in the ring. And if you guys recall, I made predictions last week. So, you know, I wasn't trying to be tacky or anything, but, you know, business is happening. And we know politics is, me being a political enthusiast, I'm going to get tongue-tied this morning. We wish politics to be very clean, but it's business as usual, too. And so last week I made predictions of candidates and potential candidates who would be throwing their hats in. And then many people, of course, respectfully said they would not be making any announcements until after our beloved late mayor laid to rest. But I made predictions. I told you I shared predictions with some of my friends, which they already knew too, you know. So, but our former mayor, three-term mayor, first mayor who happened to be African-American, who was first elected in 97, the honorable former mayor, Harvey Johnson Jr., will be having a press conference today at noon announcing he will be running and campaigning to become our mayor, the city of Jackson mayor, for the fourth time. I have nothing bad to say about our former mayor. He made history. He is Republican friendly. Everybody's not friendly to different. You represent the people. And Lumumba, he represented the people. You know, he really did. But Harvey Johnson, our former three-term mayor, is getting back in the race. Now, with the last election last year, he was third. It was Lumumba, Jonathan Lee, young, nice businessman. Speaking of selling Mookie Festival, I met him in person. That's when he and I befriended one another. And he and I had a good conversation about his platform and his concerns for the city of Jackson. Now, my friend Jeff Good, who philanthropist and a restaurant owner here in Jackson, he was a big time behind Jonathan Lee. But then when Lumumba won, he definitely supported and promoted the sales tax that was passed. And oh my God, it was so sad. I'm listening to my mother. I was like, oh my goodness. I said, that's something. Lumumba did not live to see March the 1st when the sales tax began on the 1%. Began. I didn't vote on that day. I knew it was going to pass. You know, it's important to vote and always vote. But you know, I was one of those people that was like, got to pay something. What? But 1% and the money that one penny can raise, that was a good thing that it was passed. And 90% of the voters believed in it, and that's good. And I'm just amazed at how much work that our mayor, our late mayor, had accomplished. And I think whoever was crowned, he or she is crowned the next mayor of, because remember we had Regina Quinn and running, and we've had other women to run for mayor before. Because I really think Margaret Barrett Simone, longtime city council a woman person, I think she would make a fantastic mayor, but, you know, she's probably not interested. On the Republican side, former award winner Ben Allen, I think he would be a good mayor, but he resigned from being city councilman, if I'm not mistaken, award one, because he had concerns for his health, and he worked tirelessly and very hard on downtown Jackson, working to develop businesses and attract businesses to come to Jackson, especially the downtown area. This is just me sharing my thoughts of who would be good, regardless Democrat, Republican, or Independent. I think John Horn, a friend of mine, state senator, who I know is very concerned about the crime here. He's an actor, too. Some of y'all might not know that. He was questioned if he would be running. He said he would be tactful and not make an announcement until, you know, like now. I told my mother, I'm gonna be in the neighborhood today. I'm not gonna be out and about running errands. But if I was out and about, I would stop by my Mississippi GOP headquarters and see if any Republicans are thinking about or working at qualifying. But to be honest, you guys want to know who I think would be good? Lumumba's son. I think Chokwe Antoine, is that how you pronounce his middle name? Lumumba would be good. And I ran across an article, I think, from the Jackson Free Press over the weekend where they had someone had inquired and asked him. It was out there that an organization had spoken with him and put out there that he said he would run. I'm not looking at the article right now, so I'm going by what I remember reading. And when he was asked upon if he had said he would run, he stated that I have not said I was running. He said I am focused on burying my father, but I am saying I think he would be good to run. That's just my thoughts and my opinion. He has worked closely with his father. He knows his father's platform, what plans he had. He executed and planned out a lot of things working with his father in his involvement with the community and in politics. He's the go-to person, pretty much. He did good at delegating, because look at the team that our mayor had just throughout the years, you know, before becoming a city council person. Worked tirelessly as a successful attorney and community leader. So, you know, I might be wrong. I'm just putting it out there. You know, people, you know, we're talking. So if you want to have civil conversation with me on the air, via social media, you know, I'm open for it. But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be talking too soon. I want to see who's going to be qualifying, who's going to be putting their head in. But I'm just putting down one of my wish lists is that his son would run. I know some people probably say, yeah, you're I am a longtime supporter of our mayor who's seeking fourth term. I wish I had known he was going to make an announcement. I would be present at his press conference. The only press conference I attended last year was when people made announcements to run for mayor was Lumumba, and I loved it. I do my best to reshare his press conference because it was just a moving moment for me when he made the announcement that he would be running for the city of mayor. I knew that we would be definitely on the right track, you know, if he became mayor or not. He would put out there what the platform and the needs of what we need. But I believe whoever is elected our next leader, our next mayor, he or she are in between. Y'all know what I mean. you know, it is important for that person to be able and have an open mind to implement their own platform with the words that the mayor has, you know, had, you know, with his, and that's what interim mayor Charles Timmon has shared with us, and Ward 2 councilperson and many others have said that it's really important to continue also keeping a lot of things that the mayor had in works going. Because people see that a lot of things that he had in the works working and bringing together the unity of the people. And so one person has thrown their hat in already, making an announcement at 12. Shout out to 16. My sister, I know they had made the announcement, that's what I've seen, but I know all the media outlets have been reporting it. Oh, I'm sure many. I had told my mother over the weekend, I said, some people probably going to start their campaign blitzes today, not only making announcements, but I told Mom, I said, on Monday, we're going to be hearing campaign commercials and everything. But then after Johnson make his announcement, we probably will be hearing spots, seeing TV spots and hearing radio spots. And other announcements probably be made today in press conferences. I'm just, you know, who am I? But I'm just someone who loved talking about politics since I was a kid. But I hope that everything, the campaigning, is not filled with propaganda, and that they keep it clean and focused on their platforms, and let the people know that, hey, I'm going to do my best to implement implement the mayor's works in with my goals also. Because we all have, you know, things that we would like to see or things that we would focus on and consider to be top priority, right? So it's all about putting things in priority, thinking of we the people, what's important to the people. And it's just amazing. You know, we lost our Mayor Melton before. He was still our mayor when he passed away. And yeah, I mentioned to you last time I broadcast how it devastated me when the city of Chicago unexpectedly lost their mayor. That really got me. And I mentioned it to my mom. I said, I remember when Chicago lost their mayor, Harold Washington. I was like, that was just devastating, because he seemed like he was an awesome mayor. But I'm not just going to go on rambling and everything. Big shout out to Fritz and Third Eye Girl and MPG. Last Wednesday was just, oh my God, I am still in heaven. I DVR'd it and I watched it a couple times since then. And oh my God. And you guys in Hollywood had a chance to party with Prince not only Friday but Saturday night too at the Palladium. Oh my God. I cannot wait till the Essence Festival this summer, 4th of July weekend. It'll be my first time attending the Essence Festival, God willing. And believe it or not, even though I know Prince, and Prince knows me, we've known each other since I was a kid, but we've never met in person. But I am just looking forward to being in the audience, seeing him live and full of fit. It would be heaven if he had his, and I've talked with his original bandmates too. It would be, oh my God, it would be a wish come true of mine to see him performing with his original lineup, Andre Simone, Des Dickerson, Dr. Fink, Bobby Z, Gail Chapman. Gail was with the, Prince. She's awesome. Gail was before Lisa, for Lisa Coleman. Lisa and Wendy, I mean, his original lineup. Ooh, that would be so rocking awesome. You know what would even be even more awesome? If Mari's Day, all his friends that were part of his band from high school would join him on stage too. You know, man, that would be an awesome 20th anniversary of the Essence Festival. Not only celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Essence Festival, but bring together those who have been a part of Prince's longevity and his career from beginning to present time. That's just a wish. I know the Purple Peeps and the Prince Army are listening. So I'm just throwing it out there. And during Prince's interview, Arsenio Hall, he confirmed a lot of stuff that I say. He talked about his interest in teaching. Did I not say how much we enjoyed Prince when he surprised us on American Idol back like 07, 08? But he would be an awesome mentor, wouldn't he, on American Idol or The Voice or whatever. I love to say American Idol again, as a mentor. And he said he loves to teach. He learns from the musicians that he worked with, but then he also likes to teach. He need to teach me how to finally play the guitar perfectly so I can really put my music out. But honestly, I think Prince would be just amazing as a mentor on American Idol. I love to see him on Dance with the Stars, too. But I can just go on talking about Prince. We're going to be talking more about Prince and all. But he's doing his thing. New music, MPG, and then not to mention his proteges that live warfare. She just did her thing. But I like to network with Shelby Jay, and I told her, I said, I DVR'd it. I said, you guys know y'all did y'all thing. Alyssa Borello, she was doing her thing. I hadn't hollered at her yet. Met her back in 90 here when she came to Jackson. So, pretty much kept in touch with her. And I remember I sent a correspondence letter to Prince, and I'm like, whatever happened to Alyssa? And next thing I know, a couple years later, he had her back, and she's been doing her thing and, you know, married and raising her daughter and all that. But that's just so cool to see Prince discuss what really drives him with the interview for Arsenio Hall. That was really cool, you know. And that breakup segment, I don't know if it was planned or not planned, but it was hysterical, was it not? Oh, my God. It was just a fun show. But I'm going to continue on. I'm about to run out of time, to be honest. We have a few more minutes of live streaming, and then I can continue on maybe 10 or 15 more minutes. But here's Prince, sweet as she is. You guys know I love that practice. And we're going to talk about the President's Challenge. You know, a couple weeks ago I signed up for the President's Challenge. You can sign up as an individual or a group. I'm working on doing it individually, and then start a group. And don't forget to visit the First Ladies, letsmove.gov. I used to love, before the shutdown, I shared a lot of health information, fitness information from the website, so I need to start sharing more information from it also. When she first kicked off that Let's Move campaign, she kicked it off right here in Jackson. I remind you guys, if you didn't check out Ryan Seacrest's interview with the First Lady, about a month and a half ago, check it out. It was so interesting, and it was before Valentine's Day, and he was asking her all kind of questions, and she really broke down the Affordable Health Care Act. She really broke down a lot of things and wholeheartedly answered questions and joked and shared health. If you didn't hear or see that, visit run.com and check it out. I found it to be a very interesting interview. But thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet. I'm just going to play some music, and then we'll talk a little bit more about hot topics, and might be some breaking news of somebody else throwing their hat in. But that's the requirement. Go to the website, visit jackson.com, and then you can link up to the city. And then you can also see like the city council meetings also on the website, but that's the requirement to get 50 signatures, the petition to be signed by 50, no less than 50 individuals, and then the deadline to qualify is March the 19th. The special election is April the 8th. If there's a runoff needed, it would be scheduled for April the 22nd. But thank you for tuning in. And tomorrow we'll be broadcasting and talking and profiling the city of Jackson. And I'll be talking more about Jackson. And also we'll continue talking about effective spring cleaning also and other hot topics.
I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Phone only being